Check Your Watch Jackets fans. It's Shelly Time with Bishop and Laurinaitis.
All right, time for a little Shelly Time. Jackets at home tonight with the Red Wings. Brian Ian, Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. You know what we have not talked about before we get to the game and all the fun stuff? Your backyard rink. How are we sitting? Did you get that in now? You got enough cold that you could get it in?
No, the weather has been terrible for a backyard rink. It's been absolutely zero, so it's not even up.
Will you consider it now that we have a little dip here?
Well, I haven't even ordered a tarp. So
I don't blame you, Jody.
If I see like 8 or 9 or 10 days, maybe I'll get the tarp, but I haven't. I mean, it's just been 40s, you know, rain, kind of like a spring here all
I'm
winter.
With you. I have no faith that we're going to get an actual freeze to be able to have you skating outside. That's reality. Yeah. I don't know what it is.
This is sad. This is of like really cold weather.
All right. That's sad. I don't like that. I mean, you're a winter fighter. I need you fighting in winter, man. I mean, that's what we do. We live in winter.
Great.
I guess we'll talk.
Exactly. Grind it out.
We'll talk a little hockey. We are 8-1-1 in our last 10. We know this run that we've been on. We know about how good it's been. And yet, if you want a sobering reality of life in the National Hockey League's Eastern Conference and specifically the Metropolitan Division, you will find that with all of that success, we are still the number one wild card slot if the playoffs started today. The Islanders have 2 games in hand on us, and they are a point better than us. That's an insane thing when you think about how good this team's been for about 2 months now, Joe.
Yeah, and you know what? They really weren't that bad to start. I mean, if you look at their record, there was a stint where they lost 4 in a row. And remember, it was like, oh, no, what are we going to do? Yep. And then things turned around. And, you know, if you look at the standings, you think that the league is – it's probably exactly what you expect in the beginning of the year. I mean, Detroit is the worst team in the league. The Metropolitan is the strongest as far as teams in the top 10. I think there's 5 in the top 10 in the league. And, yeah, I mean, I like that. I mean, it's just – to me, it's exciting that they're in this race. I mean, when you cover a team like this and you look at November and then you go into December and things turn around, it's winning cures all. I don't care where you're at. You know, you get 1 loss or 2 losses. This team is winning. It's a great atmosphere, and they're in the mix. So, yeah, it's the most exciting time of year, too, as far as the end of the season.
Joe, quick follow-up on that, James. Just one quick follow-up. Do you think there would ever be a time where the NHL, because the NBA has talked about this, where they would throw out the conferences? Because when you look at, I mean, just for people's perspective, I don't know if they're paying attention to, for example, the Pacific Division. The Vancouver Canucks lead the Pacific with 65 points. The Columbus Blue Jackets, our Blue Jackets, the proud Union Blue, would have the second most points in the Western Conference. St. Louis has 72 points. They're leading the West. Like, would we ever consider just getting rid of it and going top 16 point getters?
It's been talked about, and it's talked about every year since they did switch to this latest division. Logistically, I don't know. I mean, you're talking about 3 time zones away, which with the travel, it's you know, I'm talking about playoffs, first round of playoffs, second round of playoffs. Of course it happens in the finals, and it's just part of what happens. You know what I mean? A couple of years ago, it was San Jose in L.A. or San Jose in New York. That's how it happened. So, you know, it's amazing to me that it hasn't been done, but I also like the excitement within each division. Each division understands when the division, the powerhouses come in, it's the measuring stick. So, you know, the Central's been strong. You look at the Atlantic now, the top team there. You look at the Tampa Bay Lightning, you know they're going to be the top team there. So I don't mind it the way it is, but they do talk about it, and I guess for good reason, for your point, but I think it all ends up ironing itself out in the wash in the end when you get to the playoffs.
Yeah, I feel like these things kind of go in ebbs and flows with kind of the strengths of divisions and conferences and all that. But, Jody, when you look at this team now, it's starting to get a lot of national respect. I mean, when you go on ESPN and you look at power rankings, now they're ranked 8th on some lists, you know, as far as how hot they've been and the overall kind of the way the league looks at the Jackets. I saw a nice article in The Athletic about them and the job Yarmo has done and the belief that he had in this squad. But I also get the sense that Torts knows how quickly this thing could kind of flip on him, right? And he kind of has that urgency. Explain the job of the head coach there, of the master torts, and what he has to do with this team to make sure that they don't read all this stuff, right? And they keep playing the buy-in style of hockey that they have, because it's been impressive, but it sounds like he knows this thing can flip at any second.
And that's what makes him so good. I mean, he's in the latter stages of his coaching career. He knows this could be his last crack at it. He sometimes says that this is, you know, he won't be the one to take them all the way. You know, he says the next guy will get the benefit of everything he's doing. But I believe he's been masterful. And yesterday at practice, he gathered the group after practice, and he ripped them. He said, not good enough, not good enough today. You think it's going to be easy the rest of the way? He talked about Detroit and overlooking them. You know, you have Colorado after that, and then Tampa on Monday on a national game. Detroit's the worst team in the league. I heard him say to the group, you know, where's Detroit in the standings? And someone said they're last. Yeah, they're last. It doesn't matter. So he understands today. And he understands if you take care of today, tomorrow will take care of itself. And his job right now is keeping them in the moment. And it can get a little annoying for the players, you know, when that relentless, no kind of joy in what we just did yesterday. It's all about today. So yesterday for him at practice was a fail in order to have them ready for tonight. And that's what he's so good at. I mean, that's what leadership has to do. Leadership has to throw the cold water in your face sometimes and be like, I know that this could be bad. With two losses, you could be out of the playoff picture. So the minute you feel good about yourself, the National Hockey League will snap you up. So he's been great. I think it's been one of his best, if not his best, coaching, regular season coaching to date. You know, he's done some great things, but with a young group and to keep them focused and just, I mean, honestly, you talk to Nick Foligno and he says, we just want to keep playing hockey because they feel good. They know what they can do against anybody. So, and that has to do with Torts and how he's just got them all to buy in.
Yeah, it really does, and it's that's obviously a message when you play a team like the team you play tonight, Detroit, worst team in hockey, as you mentioned. You know, how has this happened? This was for my youth. This was the model organization in the NHL. It was they were at the top for 20 years, Jode. How did this happen? And Stevie Y's back there to try and fix it, but how did this happen in Detroit? How'd they get so off track?
Well, they were still good when there was no salary cap. They had some of the best players and some of the best payrolls around. I mean, but they had core pieces like leadership. Remember, they were pretty bad, actually terrible, before they had Yzerman and Lidstrom. And when you have two pieces like that, there you create a culture with Kenny Holland and Mike Babcock and their coaching staff that they used to be that machine that, okay, we'll pick up any player, almost like the Patriots. Okay, you know, you're good. You have some warts, but we're going to try you. And within 7 or 8 days, that machine would either spit you up and or chew you up and spit you out. You don't fit here, or you fall in line with what happens there. And they were that franchise. They just got old. They didn't have a top 10 draft pick for a number of years. You know, so it all kind of, I think it ran out on them. And when you don't have those draft picks and you have a salary cap, it's hard to build in the National Hockey League. They got lucky with Datsyuk, a late pick, Zetterberg, a late pick. They still have some of those players from those days who are on the payroll. And we just saw some players retire in the last few years. But, you know, that old culture is now dying off, and it's draft picks and trying to build around new young players. So Yzerman's back. They'll be back. They're one of those organizations can do it. But it is tough to see a team like Detroit go through this.
Jody, real quick, just because we won't get to talk to you tomorrow, which is a shame, and they do have a back-to-back here, what we can look for in Colorado?
Well, see, now you're looking ahead.
Well, no, this is my job. I'm not playing tonight, all right? Torts, you know, all right, okay. Take a break.
I'm just joking. No, okay, so tonight, you know, the Detroit won last night. They played last night.
Shootout, right?
The back-to-back. Shootout over Buffalo. That's a lowly night for Buffalo. But anyways, the Blue Jackets tonight have got to take care of what's at hand. But tomorrow night, listen, there's moments where you measure yourself, and Saturday and Monday are two of them. Is this for real? You got Nate MacKinnon, who's, I think, with the top three, maybe the top two dynamic players in the National Hockey League coming in here, sold-out building tomorrow night. It's going to be rocking, and it's a measuring stick against a Western Conference team that could be in the conversation, has been in the conversation for the Cup. And then Tampa has caught fire. They had a terrible start to the year. and they've got something to prove against the Columbus Blue Jackets. So they're coming into this building, haven't seen them since it was a sweep in the playoffs. They're still salty about that. They've got much more to prove, and Monday night is going to be a blistering game. So tomorrow night's going to be fun, electric, and a measuring stick, and Monday's going to be even a bigger one. So it sets up for a great weekend here.
It really does. Always great when we get a always great when we get to start our weekend with you, buddy. Have a good night. Look forward to hearing you on the broadcast.
All right, appreciate it. Have a great weekend, guys. Thanks.